Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 462 for Monday, July 6th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was mixed after a volatile day on Monday, with the market recovering from sharper losses in the last couple minutes of trade. Values were anywhere from 50 cents lower to $1.50 higher. November was up a dollar at $534.50 per ton. Weakness in Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures spilled over to weigh on the Canadian oilseed, as did the softer tone in soy oil prices. Further downward pressure came from reports of improving weather in the U.S. Midwest over the weekend and large global oilseed supplies. Traders were also said to be shedding riskier assets, including commodities, amid worries about the economic situation in Greece after they voted to decline international financial aid on Sunday. On the other side, the sharp downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was supportive as it made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Ongoing concerns about reduced production prospects for the 2015 Canadian canola crop due to recent drought in Alberta and Saskatchewan also underpinned values. Recent losses were also said to be a good buying opportunity. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all unchanged and untraded. Looking at the U.S. markets, soybean futures were sharply lower. Corn was mostly weaker and wheat prices in Chicago were higher. Soybean futures were anywhere from 2 to 16 cents lower, November down 15.5 cents at $10.14¾ a bushel. The declines were linked to forecasts calling for favorable dry conditions in the U.S. Midwest later this month. The large global oilseed supply situation and strength in the U.S. dollar were also bearish. The ongoing uncertainty about how big the U.S. crop will be this year, as some fields may not have been planted, was supportive. Corn values were down slightly, taking some direction from the soybean market. Values for corn were anywhere from steady to 2 cents lower, December down 2¼ cents at $4.35 a bushel. Further downward pressure came from good weather over the weekend in the U.S. corn growing regions, as well as weakness in crude oil values. A strong U.S. dollar was also bearish, though firmness in Chicago wheat was limiting the downside. Wheat values in Chicago were firmer on Monday, seeing some short covering following recent sharp losses. Prices for wheat were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents higher, December up 4.5 cents at $6.03¾ a bushel. Worries that recent excess moisture is reducing the quality of U.S. winter wheat crops were also bullish, as were worries about dry conditions in western Canada and Europe. Though forecasts calling for more beneficial drier weather in the U.S. later this month tempered the gains, conditions for wheat crops in Australia are also starting to improve. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, July 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.